We're talking with Brian Case here today, of course, the head football coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They have a big game coming up on Friday night. They entertain Earlham with second place in the district on the line. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and congrats on a great season so far. And tell you what, it's going to be a fun week number eight coming up.
Boy, I think so. You know, thanks for your time, Jeff. We always appreciate everything that you guys do. And thank you for the well wishes on the season we've had so far up to this point. You know, we're sitting at 5-2. You know, we've had some ups and downs throughout the season and so forth, but it seems like our kids have responded every time we've had a down game. This week eight against Earlham, no slouch again. I mean, our district is absolutely loaded. Yeah, and this is for second place on the line within the district, so it's a great ball game for us. It's a great opportunity for us. It's senior night, it's pink out night, and so forth. So we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Do you, week with it being that final week of the regular season, would you rather have a game that doesn't have such a big impact, or do you think that keeps the guys focused on what they need to do and keeps that edge heading into the postseason?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, we'd like to be in the number one spot in our seat and be district champions and so forth heading into the last week and just basically fine-tune some different things, but that's not the case. I mean, right now we know that we can't be the district champions. ACGC owns that one, but we're fighting for second place, you know, fighting for home field advantage and so forth against Earlham. And we just got to take another step forward. I mean, it's just a process along the way. I think that there's times that our kids have showed really good spurts along the way of how good we can be. But then there's other times just we have the lulls. And if you really want to be a good team, if you want to be a championship caliber type of a team, you can't have those lulls in there. You got to perform each and every week. And this is no different. I mean, you got to go against a great opponent this week, and hopefully we can take another step forward against these guys.
Yeah, you mentioned this game for second place. Earlham, in a way, also playing for their district life. There's a chance if they would fall this game, they end up dropping out. So they've got an awful lot to play for as well.
You know, I think Earlham actually would probably be in, to be honest with you, within the top four. We're sitting at 3-3 as well, but as far as the point value and things like that, and who they've beaten, I think that they could probably still be in. You know, but right now, if they beat us, they end up 4-2 in the district, and they end up in a second place spot as well. So if we beat them, we know we're hosting. If they beat us, they probably become the number two seed as well. So there's a lot riding on this game. But yeah, I mean, everybody's going to get everybody's best shot on every single play. We know what's on the line here, so it's a big game.
Coach, they run an offense that has been difficult for teams to slow down this year. You told me it's that spinner back, and they run it well. What do they do so well that allows them to run that as effectively as they do?
Yeah, the offensive line, I mean, just with the field, there's absolutely no splits in there whatsoever. So as far as getting pressure and getting penetration and things like that, it's really tough to do. So it's almost like you have to kind of submarine and kind of control the line of scrimmage that way. Obviously, we want to attack. We want to try and get in the backfield and disrupt things as much as possible. But what they do up front, it just eliminates that. And then within their spinner series, or even if they don't go their spinner series, they just come downhill at you. So they get off the ball, and they just send a lot of people at the point of attack, and they just make you stop them that way. You know, Chris has done a great job with those guys, and when we're in our coaches' meeting and so forth, I mean, he doesn't hide anything. He says, basically, we run right. And you take a look at the film and things like that, I mean, he holds true to what he has said about his team. And just daring people to stop them. So it's tough. I mean, they have some play-action passes. They have completed 53 passes on the year. The quarterback does a decent job of getting the ball out of his hands within the play-action passing scheme as well. But, you know, we just got to be able to read our keys. I mean, if they do happen to run some counters and things like that, our kids have got to be in tune with that. We got to be sound and disciplined. Defensively, we got to make sure that we have our eyes right. So we have to have eye discipline and so forth and play responsibility football. If we can do that, I think that we can have some success on the defensive side of the ball. If we can't do that and they keep getting first down after first down after first down, it could be another long night for the Titans.
With their tight splits and stuff and not able to get penetration, which level of the defense becomes most important for you, do you think?
Well, it's still up front. I mean, if they can't get off the ball, if they can't create those seams and so forth within their offense, it makes it tough for them. So, I mean, controlling the line of scrimmage is absolutely huge. I mean, not necessarily we're going to load the box and so forth, but we got to make sure that our defensive line, if they're starting to get pushed back, that they drop and they cause piles and things like that. They just got to play within the scheme, and they can't be doing their own thing out there. Like I said, if they play within the scheme, I think that we have some great opportunities out there for our linebackers to come up and make plays, and even our defensive backs. I mean, once they see things, they'll be able to attack as well. But we're going to have to make sure that our safeties stay over the top, and just in case they happen to break something.
Coach, offensively, you guys able to run and pass. Weather, though, there's the potential for some rain pretty much throughout the entire week, starting mid part of the week. So field conditions could play a factor. How does that affect what you guys do game plan wise offensively?
Yeah, Jeff. I mean, we run the full house tee, so it's one of those things that we're able to run the ball as well and come downhill. We're kind of 50-50 between the run and pass. If you look at us yardage wise, yes, we have some kids that are on the edge and so forth that can go get the football. We have a quarterback that can throw the football. But if it comes down to a situation where we're going to have to run the ball as well, I think that we feel pretty comfortable doing that. And I think we ran for 325 yards against Panorama last week, and we only threw 7 passes, completed 5 of those. So we kind of got it back to that ground and pound last week. So we feel comfortable doing that if we have to. But we really want to be 50-50 as much as we possibly can. But like you said, with the weather conditions and the rain and all that kind of stuff, that might force our hand a little bit to keeping the ball on the ground a lot more.
What's the matchup look like up front when you guys have the ball?
They have some size. I mean, they've got a freshman kid in there that defensive tackle is about 300 pounds. They've got some other athletes that are just kind of on the edge. I mean, not overly huge as far as the size is concerned and so forth, but they just get after it. I think that they're going to run their 4-4 scheme. We talked about it against Tyler West Hancock as well, making him back into a 4-3 set. So we got to be prepared for everything, but everything that we've seen on film from Earlham, has been 4-4. We think that they're down 4, just going to basically align over the top of who we think they're going to line over, and they're just going to play a read technique and read the bit of our alignment. We think that 2 inside backers are going to sit over the top of our guards and read the bit again, and they do a great job of filling and reading and so forth and reacting to what the offense is throwing at them. We think that their outside backers are athletic. They're probably just going to contain the edge, and they're going to set the edge for their defense. And in the secondary, they have three guys back there who are pretty athletic and can run as well. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys. But, size-wise, I think that we might have the advantage overall. But they're athletic, and they get the job done up front as well.
Seems like you guys have been able to kind of establish Brock Natras here the last few weeks on the offensive side. You want to stay balanced with your offense, but what has been effective for him here the last few weeks?
Yeah, not just Brock. We do have the 4 backs back there. I think Brock had 117 yards or something like that last week. But, Zach Trotoff had 106 yards. So we're kind of able to kind of bounce back and forth and so forth. But Brock just has an extra gear once he gets out in space. And he's been carrying himself really well behind his pads, and he's running really hard. In order for that to happen, the offensive line has to do their job. Plus, Zach has to do an awesome job of blocking for Brock and vice versa. So, but everything really starts with our fullback. Everybody knows that within our full house tee, if you can establish that fullback, good things are going to happen for your tailback and running back as well. So, it's just one of those things that Brock just happens to have a few more yards than some of the other backs and so forth. But everybody's very capable of carrying the ball for great distances at any given time.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys will certainly be looking forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show after the game.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case with the South Central Calhoun Titans again. They host Earlham coming up on Friday night with a lot on the line in the district.